Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist. Brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Eggers.com.
Officers located the suspect, a 51-year-old Milwaukee man, deceased.
My deepest condolences to the victims and families.
The president took unprecedented steps to protect the American people from the spread of this disease.
He contributed to every Democrat's campaign.
I consider myself a socialist.
I humbly ask our country to care for our planet.
We will not have the Green New Deal.
Sometimes I wake up and I think it's 1920 and not 2020.
I think we're on to you, Joe. We're with you.
Makes a lot of sense.
We're going to be here for you.
That explains a lot.
Okay.
Oh, boy. There's a good morning to you, by the way. There's an ad running in South Carolina right now. The Obama's come out and asked them to quit running it. Some pro-Trump group is running the ad. But it shows it's an anti-Biden ad. It's a very strange. I'm going to play it for you later so you can listen to it. It's got Obama's voice on it from something he voiced years ago, but it's an ad against Joe Biden. And now Barack Obama has come out of his shell, and he wants it pulled. So the strange political season we're in continues.
I don't blame him for that. He doesn't want to endorse him because that guy can't be president, but he probably doesn't want to be a jerk to him either.
It is an odd ad. Once I listened to it, I thought to myself, what, I don't see what the point is. After I watched it, I didn't see what the point of it was without endorsing President Obama's concerns. It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. So we'll get to that. Did you see the president's news conference yesterday on Corona?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you
Parts
hear it?
Of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to the whole thing live up until the point that the CDC lady started speaking. And the only question that came to my mind is, how can two people from like the CDC have such different opinions on this? The lady that spoke yesterday seemed very calm and cool and collected and said, you need to be aware of this. We don't need to panic. We've only got 15 cases of it that we're treating, 60 people that might have come in contact. They've all been quarantined. We've got this under control. And then earlier this week, the thing that caused the market to tumble was a different lady who came out and said, we need to prepare for our schools to be closed and people to take classes remotely. Those are two far
don't
different
you,
versions
don't you think
of what
as a
might
personality
happen.
Personality issue? Like, it's the same information, right? But you've got someone that's going to panic about it, and someone's like, what are we going to do about it?
Yeah.
You know, you got to let them take care of it, and, we'll do what we can. I think I just see that as like the same issue, but two totally different personalities and how you view that statement.
Well,
like you hear coronavirus and you have people that are going, oh my gosh. And then you have people like, okay.
Right. Well, it's even people in real life. Most people,
yeah.
Most people are like, meh, it's fine. Then you've got the few friends that are like, this is a big deal.
Right. You sneeze and they're like, oh, my gosh, you have the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. It's like, how about we go somewhere in the middle here?
Yeah, I don't know. I said this yesterday and I'll stand by it. There are people, including Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, who will stop at nothing to try to hang something around the neck of this administration. This is not a pandemic yet in the United States. There's no reason for anybody to panic. But if you listen to some of the comments by Pelosi and mm-hmm. Schumer, this president has mishandled this. He didn't act quickly enough. Then he goes to the Congress and asks for $2.5 billion. Think about how much money that is. And the president said this yesterday in his news conference. He said, we ask for $2.5 billion. For some reason, Chuck Schumer thinks we need $8 billion. I don't care. Just give us some money. You know, I mean, what are you going to do with $8 billion and 15 cases of coronavirus? It just makes no sense. I mean, throwing money at something makes no sense. You need to develop a vaccine and develop strategies for shielding the American public from this disease. The first step was at the end of January when we limited non-citizens flying here from China. If you're not a U.S. citizen, mm-hmm. you're not coming here. That was a big first step. This morning, the CDC has put out guidelines, and I don't know. I know Nick Schroer is down in Jeff City right now because he's a state representative. Nick Schroer is the man with the most fabulous beard that I've seen in a long time. Now the CDC is warning you, if you have a beard, you're at greater risk of contracting coronavirus.
Maybe this is an effort to get rid of all the hipster beards.
I think this is it. That may be it.
I think the same applies to man buns too.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, man buns and
safety
facial
first.
Hair.
Chop them off.
Yep.
Good, you know, because it could interfere with the back of the mask, like the rubber band on the back of the mask.
Yeah.
But I'm not kidding you. The CDC has put out a beard guide for facial hairstyles that might or might not interfere with your face mask. Do you have any face masks? Have you had reason to go buy any face masks?
No, I never have, and I don't plan to.
I went to Home Depot yesterday. Sue Thomas will be interested in hearing this. I went to Home Depot yesterday to buy some supplies, and I was in the paint aisle, and I went to the end of the paint aisle where they would normally have masks because we're going to be doing some sanding, and I need a mask to cover my face. Gone. The It looks like something, you know, the milk and bread aisle when we get a snowmageddon forecast. Gone.
Huh.
At Home Depot on Hanley, Home Depot on Page, there are none of those masks left. And I'm guessing it's that way at every other store in town.
Well, it's funny that they're all gone because I haven't seen an increase of people wearing them.
That's just what I was thinking, Denise.
No.
I mean, have you
that's
seen
not
people
it.
Walking around with the mask
no.
on?
Here's what I was told. People with relatives in China who can't get masks have gone in and bought every mask they can find, and they're shipping them to China.
Huh.
Isn't that weird? Well, I mean, it's something I hadn't thought about, but that's why when you walk into a Home Depot, you can't find any face masks.
Okay.
Not because we need them here. So in case you're looking for one.
I wouldn't have thought about that either, but
because
that makes sense.
You have to sand a floor and you don't want to breathe that stuff. That's why you can't find them.
You have to make your own.
Yeah,
I guess
well,
so.
Back to the handkerchief.
Wrap a paper towel around your
bandana,
face.
Bandana, something.
I think Speaker Pelosi's incompetent. She lost the Congress once. I think she's going to lose it again. She lifted my poll numbers up 10 points. I never thought that I would see that so quickly and so easily.
That's the president, of course, reacting yesterday when he found out that Nancy Pelosi was critical of his efforts to fight the coronavirus. He referred to her as incompetent. But to his other point, play cut 28, please.
We should all be working together. She's trying to create a panic, and there's no reason to panic because we have done so good. These professionals behind me and over here and over there and back here and in some conference rooms. I just left a group of 45 people that are the most talented people in the world. Parts of the world are asking us in a very nice way, can they partake and help them?
Yeah, you know, I would agree that there are people who want to create a panic over this. I don't think we should not take it seriously. I think they are taking it very seriously.
But that doesn't mean you panic.
Well, it doesn't mean that you intentionally say and do things that are going to cause what happened in the stock market the last 2 days. It's completely unnecessary. It was completely unnecessary. Tens of thousands of people die every year from the flu, influenza A, which, you know, hopefully you went out and got a flu shot this year. But still, unless you're really young or really old, you don't have a great fear. You don't walk around in fear every day with a face mask on from getting the flu. Tens of thousands of people die every year from influenza A. Many of them chose not to get a vaccine. But normal, healthy human beings walking around don't wear face masks in the U.S. every day out of fear of coming in contact with somebody who's got the flu. You don't. Everybody's freaking out over this, but H1N1, SARS, which came around a while back, took them a little while to develop a vaccine for it. Again, the people that have died of this are the really old, the really young. And what's happened in the market is unnecessary. People have, on paper, lost thousands of dollars. And my argument is, if you watch the markets, I mean, it rebounded a little bit yesterday, still closed down about 100. It's going to come back. I wouldn't be surprised to see the market go up 1,000 points today or tomorrow. Because smart investors realize everything's on sale, right? If you go to Macy's one day and you see everything's been marked down 20% or 30%, maybe a good time to buy. And I think that's what's going to happen. So here, to his point, and I said this yesterday, there are people who want this to be a bigger deal than it is, because Democrats are always looking for a crisis they can take advantage of. And they haven't found any other way to, so far, damage Donald Trump's reelection bid.
Or make him responsible for coronavirus.
Right.
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 They need to blame this on him.
So if you watched this yesterday, you heard very calm, sane people brought to the White House from the CDC and the other agencies that are working on this. There's a task force. The vice president's in charge of it. It's fine. This morning they're making a big deal because they've got a case in California and they can't figure out how the person contracted it. Could it be the first case of coronavirus that just magically appeared out of the air? Well, hell no. The person had, you don't develop coronavirus having not been in contact with somebody else who has it. They just have to track down who that was. So again, there's no reason to panic, but it has opened my eyes to something that I can honestly admit that I didn't know this, and maybe I would have been happy the rest of my life without knowing it. I will never be able to grow a beard. Can I just tell you that?
Physically, you won't?
I've tried several times, and it just never gets out of that crappy-looking stage, right?
It's ironic because your hair is so good.
I know. It kind of comes in red, and then it looks thin, and it just looks like I'm homeless. So I'll never grow a beard. I'll never have a fabulous Nick Schroer type full face beard, even though I've wanted to have one. I didn't know how many there different kinds of beards there were. Did you know this?
No.
I'm looking at this list that the CDC's put out on some facial hairstyles that might interfere with your face mask. If you have a chin curtain, if you have a ducktail or a French fork, you better think about shaving it. Do you have a Garibaldi or a Bandholz? That may not work. A Van Dyke? Not a chance. A Zappa would work for you. Maybe a Walrus or a Zorro or a lampshade or a toothbrush. Those are all okay. But if you get a Hullany or Mutton Chops, you're
I've
in trouble.
I heard that last one. Is the CDC actually releasing these terms?
Yes. A good beard guide for the epidemic from the CDC and the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. These are beards that might interfere with your face mask sealing up on your face to protect you from the coronavirus.
The CDC has a shockingly robust vocabulary for facial hairstyles.
No, kidding.
And just so you know, you're going to be okay if you are clean shaven. That's on here, too, with a big check mark
on it.
And
cut off your man bun.
We're just here to help, folks.
Gotta go.
We are just here
safety
to help.
First.
We'll be right back. Stacy on the right joining us this morning. Stacy, I'm sure you were shocked as I am to learn that we've lost half the population since 2007 to gun violence.
Yeah, that would have a huge impact on our GDP, not to mention all the missing people. Like, we'd be running around, there'd be empty homes, empty roads.
Nobody corrected him.
Well, no one ever does. No one has. So I saw a lot of tweets about his recent appearance. I don't even know where he was, but he was speaking to a group asking for their vote, and he said he was running for the Senate. And he didn't have a staffer come out and, like, tap him on the arm and say, you know, no one down front waving at him. You know how when your daughter has a dance recital and the dance teacher is down front, just out of view of the audience, and she's doing the movements and mouthing the song. And whenever the girls get lost, because they're three or four, I remember these days when Madison used to dance, and the teacher is down there, and she gets them right back on track because they kind of look at her like, where am I? And then she makes the movement, and they go back. He needs, you know, a speech teacher coach down there to help snap him back on track, or someone who loves him and cares about him should just say, you know, we need to kind of have an evaluation with you. Let's go to your internist. Let's have an evaluation. There's no shame in saying after 40 some odd years in Washington, D.C., that you just want to bow out and spend time with your kids. What is this? It's like the power is so strong and so desirable that they have to go for it, even at the expense of their very lives.
Well, maybe if your kid is Hunter, that's not the case. I'm just speculating there. Go to cut 35 in case people didn't hear that bite.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate.
It was really that bad. I mean, we took a pretty small snippet of it there, but Joe said, I'm Scranton Joe, and where I'm from, you got to ask for something if you want it, and I'm Joe Biden, and I want your vote for the U.S. Senate. And then he kept right on going, and it never dawned on him. You know, when I worked in television for so many years, we had a little thing in our ear called an IFB, and the producer could get in your ear and tell you things. That's what Joe needs. He needs somebody who can get in his ear when he makes mistakes like that and say, not Senate, president. It's amazing to me he wouldn't just know that automatically, but we've reached that point. It's kind of sad. It's kind of sad.
He said, vote for me or vote for the other Biden.
Yeah.
Which maybe was supposed to be a joke, but the whole thing was just a car crash from beginning to end. And people just sit there and watch the same way that people rubberneck on Highway 40 when there's invariably an accident. Yesterday it was Jackknife Trailer. Right. You know, you look. Because you want to see, why am I sitting here? And then you realize, oh, my goodness, and then you kind of zip off. That's what the people in the audience did. They just sat there with their mouths agape wondering, what's happening to this man? And why should I vote for him? And he's really trailing. In fact, after this next showing, well, I mean, I would have thought he would just bow out at that point because there's no shame in it. My goodness, he's done every other job, not doing the presidency. I think we're all going to be okay.
When do those things mount up to enough damage to do him in? You know, he's claiming, in fact, go to cut 17 real quick. Listen to this, Stacey.
I've earned the vote. I've worked like the devil to earn the vote of the African-American community, not just here, but across the country.
I mean, I don't know what he's done to earn it, but at some point, no matter who you are, you've got to look at him as a flawed candidate and start looking at your options out there.
Well, he did tell all black people that if we elected a Republican president, they were going to put us back in chains. And he used some kind of black dialect. So he's very successful at talking down to black people. But he hasn't done anything that you can say that policy or that vote as a senator or that action as vice president has directly positively impacted black Americans in this sector of the economy, in this city, this town, this state. You know, we know where the concentrations of black Americans are. We know what black Americans' earning power is. We know what black Americans have accomplished since, you know, the time of slavery and then Jim Crow and then today. We don't know what Joe Biden has done to help any of that. And that's my question to anybody who's listening. It's not about me or Stacey on the right or Mark Cox or Joe Biden telling us we're going to be in chains. Look around. If you're a black American and you've never committed a crime, you can go out and buy any kind of firearm you want because this is America, dagnabbit. So all you have to do is look at what candidates are offering you. This is about a transaction. If someone is asking for your vote and they're not offering you anything substantial in exchange, then why are you giving them your vote? Or better yet, what have you gotten from the Democrats specifically besides them talking down to you and calling you a victim? So I know this is about ideology. A lot of people see their party affiliation as integral to a part, you know, their actual personhood, like who they are.
Right.
And so, again, I'm not trying to insult anybody. I'm just asking the common sense question that people ask me all the time. Well, what is President Trump going to do for black people? What do you mean? What hasn't he done for blacks? We're talking about the funding of the HBCUs and the record-breaking economy, which touches every American. I'm so sick of people acting as if black people are cordoned off in some specialized area. And tax cuts don't help us. Jobs don't help us. Get away from me with that. When people have a good economy and they can access jobs and get promotions and they're basically unleashed to start businesses on their own, that impacts Black people too. We're not like special unicorns who can't be touched by good policy. So get something for your vote. That's all I'm saying. You can be a Democrat. Your identity can be anything you want, but get something for your vote.
I love that. Stacey, you know, the St. Louis County Council meeting apparently devolved into Lisa Clancy accusing the men of sexism because they interrupted her during a debate.
She yelled at us like we were children. I was sitting there, Mark. She yelled at us and told us we won't be allowed to clap or she would have the police officers in the room escort us out. And then Zena Hackworth rose, and I mean, she was liquid fire. She was like, you work for us. You can't tell us not to clap. We're going to clap when we hear something noteworthy, which, by the way, Lisa is fine with people who are Democrats who come to talk about issues clapping or people who come to be honored about, you know, some kind of resolution honoring them, like little, you know, Boy Scouts and stuff like that, which I'm right. fine with that, too. But if you clap because someone told Lisa Clancy that they work for us and they need to deliver good results and good policies to us, then she's going to tell you to sit down and be quiet. It was like listening to some angry grandmother. And, Mark, it was unprofessional. And so look, the county council is controlled by the Democrats. And when they're in control, they get to shape the policy and direct the way things go. And if we as voters want to see the policy going in a different direction, you have to flip the council and elect one more Republican. And I believe one of them is up for election, the one from Creve Coeur. She's an attorney. She's hardcore left. They all believe the same things, you know, vote accordingly. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but this idea that because you're a Democrat and you're in charge, you can talk down to your counterparts and you can be rude and nasty to the people in the gallery. We own that building. They work for us, as Zena said so correctly. And it was like reality TV, like a Jerry Springer show. And with Lisa yelling at everybody, the lady yelled at me when I asked if I could have the administrator, like a secretary, administrative secretary there. I asked her if I could have my name added because I arrived just before the meeting started so I could make public comment. She yelled at me from the thing. I mean,
wow.
It was just like, what are we doing? And are these high schoolers or are they adults? They talk about moving the meeting to 1 o'clock so they can tuck their kids in. Who tucks Lisa Clancy in? Who tucks these other ones in? Like, that's what I want to know. And if the job's up, I'll tuck her in because I'm great at reading bedtime stories, going over little, you know, math. It's like these little fun math games you can do. They take 60 seconds. You do a fun little math game, then you read a story, you study a Bible scripture for like 60 seconds, and then you get hugs and kisses and get tucked in tight, and in the morning, you know, you're getting hot breakfast for me and a wake-up song. If that's what she needs to calm the heck down, I'm available. My kids are teens now. I can come over and do that until she's able to operate like an adult. That's for free, too.
That's awesome.
That's just me caring
for people. We need Stacey on the council is what we need, so we're going to work on that next.
Well, you know what? If I keep getting yelled at when I'm in there, we might have to talk about that. Because I'm like, who are these people? And why do they think they can yell at me? I have a mortgage.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm getting yelled at, it's going to be by Mrs. Johnson, my own mom. And by the way, she doesn't yell at me because, again, I'm a grown woman. These people don't think we have the actual legitimate right to address them or clap when we hear something awesome. Or that the Republicans on the council have the right to ask the county councilor a question. You know that the lawyer who works for them, the Republicans aren't allowed to ask her a question. And they can't seek outside counsel. So who can they seek? They're not allowed to ask because Lisa Clancy said no.
That's amazing. Well, people can watch it online. We'll keep giving you updates on what's going on over there because it's election season and people need to understand what's at stake here. Stacey, great job as always. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's bad. It's worse than we thought with the coronavirus. And I'm going to have to ask you to explain to the people the latest method by which you can get the coronavirus. Please, Tricia, enlighten us.
I hate to break this to everyone, but believe it or not, you can catch coronavirus from someone's flatulence.
However, it has to be a very specific circumstance, correct?
Correct. You'd have to get a good, close sniff, and the person would have to be naked from the waist down. But officials in Beijing have confirmed that, yes, this is a possible way to transmit the disease. So watch farts, people.
Honestly,
That's very specific.
Can you get the flu from that?
Who tested that?
I don't know. I'm worried about that.
Who's the first person that was like, I got a good close face fart, and then I got corona. I think this is a thing. What?
I can't imagine. And I guess at that point, it wouldn't matter what kind of beard you had. Right.
Right.
Probably not.
There are bigger fish to fry there. That's like the first person that got pink eye and figured out it had to do with fecal matter, right?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, how do they determine that?
I don't know, but we know that to be the case now, right? That poop gives you pink eye. But who was the first guy that was like, "Oh, I put poop in my eye and now it's red." Embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
It's good for everybody to know and anybody doing that.
I mean, we need
that.
These things to happen so that they don't happen again, but you just don't want to be involved in the discoveries.
This is awkward.
It's sort of been the coronavirus hour, but I can't help but talk about it because, as Tricia pointed out, the CDC put out this beard poster a couple of years ago, but they've reissued it now to let you know.
It started recirculating. They haven't said anything about the beards and the masks regarding coronavirus, but people went online and found the chart and
it just has to do in general
two.
With the masks.
With the masks. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So the Market Watch story is dated February 27th.
Mm-hmm.
But they did pull up a CDC mask page and reposted on here, telling you which beards might interfere with your respirator mask, mm-hmm. if you have one.
Yeah.
And now we're told it doesn't matter, right?
They're just saying that the chart came out a long time ago and had to do with wearing respirator masks at work. I'm sure that if you're wearing the mask for coronavirus transmitting purposes, this is still relevant.
No need to panic. Please don't panic. We're just talking about it because the news conference was going on yesterday and the markets have been up and down, and I don't even know what they're looking like this morning. You know, people, this is starting to impact travel, which I understand to some extent, but we may have to get somebody on here talking about that, in fact. Would you cancel an overseas trip right now if you had it already had it planned and paid for and all that stuff?
No.
I don't think I would.
Not.
I wouldn't.
No. Mm-hmm.
And maybe I wouldn't because I'm a relatively healthy individual who, you know, if you had some other lingering health concern or ongoing problem that might be complicated by something like this, then maybe you consider, maybe you have a different consideration there. You're traveling with young children or
maybe if I was going to China, something. I might change my plans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so
I would have tried to talk you out of that in the first place anyway. Mexico's so warm.
Exactly.
They have Corona beer.
That's true. What did you tell me that it's hurting Corona beer sales?
Yeah, apparently, I don't have it in front of me, but somebody did a study and people aren't as into Corona beer as they have been in the past. People are less likely to buy Corona now than any given time in the last couple of years.
Huh.
So this buzz and this confusion over coronavirus Corona beer has...
But I thought the buzz was what it was all about.
Yeah.
Depends on how much you drink. Mm-hmm. Would you say Modelo is better anyway? Is that what you said?
I've never had a Modelo.
Yeah, no, it's good. What was that?
Gremlins.
Gremlins? Probably my computer making
Russians. No, it wouldn't be your computer.
No,
my computer
not at all.
Would never do anything like that. I don't have 75 tabs open
your
right now.
Your computer's always so well behaved. I don't, yeah.
By the way, we're live on the Facebook page again this morning, so be sure and check that out, and you can interact with us on there, which is pretty cool. Be sure if you do that, though, do me a favor, like the page. That way, when we launch these live broadcasts or we put any Corona beard updates up on the Facebook page, you're going to get the notification first, which is fantastic. By the way, it is Thursday, so we should mention to you that tomorrow morning, the show is going to be live out at CAPS in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Yes.
Up there near Highway K and Mexico Road. Mm-hmm. And to come out, have breakfast. They open at 6. We're going to be there, obviously, at 5. But we'll be there all morning for the broadcast. Yeah. You can hang out with us. Please don't wear masks.
Or do.
Or do.
We're not going to tell you what to do. Just come have breakfast with us.
Come visit.
It'll be fun. We're going to start doing this on some upcoming Fridays, so stay tuned for more details on that. Should be a good time. Sort of our Diners and Democracy tour. Maybe like Todd Pyro. Maybe we can get Todd Pyro to come in and sit at a table and talk to people about politics.
That'd be awesome.
Would that be cool?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's not busy or anything these
days.
Not at all.
He'll be at a diner too. Just
as a diner expert.
Not ours.
Yeah. Just not ours. Hey, I've got Dr. Randy Tobler coming up. Senator Jim Talent about 7:10. And yesterday in Jeff City, they debated taxing the endowment funds of private universities if they're using their money to support abortions.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.